gay day?
Wait a second. Is it Kabbalah special day? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Am I obliged to play Minecraft? Because we didn't do the telecoms.
Man, you're not obliged to do anything, really. Like, because your stream is good.
That's true, but people pay me. I guess we'll do a telecoms, because I'm really not in the mood to play Minecraft, guys. I drove the car for, I don't know, 2 hours.
You personally drove the car.
I personally drove the car for 2 hours. Alright.
4 hours?
No.
8 hours?
Yes.
9 hours?
Yes. 9 hours too. It was 8 hours and 9 hours.
It was 2 hours to go, 4 hours to come back. The road got larger.
Don't coom. Don't do that. You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed. That is not appropriate.
You know you're not supposed to do that. Alright, we need to come up with a... This is my job. Why am I putting this on you? Sup? I know this is girls only, but I'm super femme, dude. Do I count? Bem.
You can join.
You know what? Why is Boards of Canada, not Boards of Scotland? That's the stream name.
Congratulations. That's how you know it's gonna be good, when we start with a very dumb question.
They're Scottish. It's not dumb. Have you heard about it? Oh, no, we're not gonna... No, modding Minecraft... No, modding Minecraft is fun, but vanilla is also good.
Why is Boards of Canada, and not Scotland? It's everyone's favorite black guy. Who is everyone's favorite black guy?
Cooming is against the order of Catholic things. It's pollution. You're polluting the earth. Go find a woman and coom there.
You're aborting.
You're aborting, actually.
You're killing a baby every time you coom.
Masturbation is basically abortion.
Yeah.
Well, both are moral sins, so whatever.
I'm everyone's favorite black guy.
I don't know who you are, so you couldn't possibly be everyone's favorite black guy.
I remember him from the other stream. He swears he isn't black, but now he's admitting to it.
Wise words, yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of a theologian. I'm kind of a...
You're not everyone's favorite black guy because you're not Kanye West. Have you ever thought about that?
If you were everyone's favorite black guy, your name would be Bill Cosby.
The person off camera does sound rather ethnic, I gotta say. Not to be that guy. Oh yes, I am an ebony queen.
Anigbo land. So then is menstruation? No, it's not! You don't release eggs while you... You're not like pollinating. Yeah, that's funny. A bonobo? She's a bonobo. She's an egbo. She's a
babushka.
A nebony queen, a Nubian queen.
Babushka babitas.
What the fuck are you talking about? Ovulation? Yeah, motherfucker. Ovulation, pollination. They never told you about that elf glass!
Imagine!
Yeah, but Chris, that's retarded, Chris. It's not like, oh yeah, I'm gonna menstruate right now. I'm gonna do it because it's fun. Like, it happens.
Every time girls go through menstruation, they're just like, oh my god, this is like the best blood of my...
This is the best blood. They wear missed opportunity at a baby. They wear missed opportunity for a baby. You got braces off, I noticed. Yeah.
Isn't that your whole life, though? Missed opportunity for a baby?
Yeah. Every moment you spend not looking for a smexy wife is abortion. You could be having children right now, but you're not.
Do you have stunted growth or something?
Yes. Just wait. I'll hit puberty one day.
Sophia was 35 years old.
I'll hit puberty one day. Well, you need to ovulate first if you want to get pollinated. It's double L. Get your facts right.
It's double L. Double L.
Pollinated. I'm about to pollinate you.
Guess what? I'm about to pollinate.
Guess what? I'm gonna pollinate.
I'm gonna pollinate you, and I'm gonna pollinate your mom, and I'm gonna pollinate your grandmother.
That's foul. How would you even pollinate my grandmother?
She's on the bottom of the ocean.
I'll have you know my grandmother's taking a nap on the sun right now. How are you gonna pollinate her? Bye. Is your dog raping you again?
Okay, that was my dad, not my dog. Right
here. Genocide. I have some crazy errands, thinking putty. It's good for autism. It's good to not pick your fingers. Good for dermatillomania as well as trichotillomania. Get some. I'm not sponsored.
Get some. We wish. We wish. Because I don't have that kind of money, you know? I don't have putty money. So, I wish I was sponsored by Aaron, my love.
Hot fact of the day, there's tons of women in Africa, like South Africa, that have never had their period because they are always pregnant. Guess why that is?
Because they are like very...
Because African men. Get that magnetic putty? Isn't that gonna like kill me and my entire family?
Probably not. But it would be cool to move it around with like magnets. That would be so much fun.
Oh. Oh! It's magnetic putty, not magnet putty. I understand. So it's not gonna kill me and my entire family.
Probably would interfere with your electronics. I would not recommend.
Because African men are upstanding citizens of good moral character. I don't know. It's something to think about. How is it really? Who is it low IQ? Does low IQ really get in the way of morals? Can you just not conceptualize? Is it beyond your conceptual? Is it beyond your conceptual... Oh, sorry, my audio levels are really high.
I think it depends on the...
Like, is it impossible to have empathy?
Depends on the level, on the IQ level you're talking about.
Well, cause, like, because the average IQ is, like, 60. And that's, like less than half of, like, you and I... our IQs.
Yeah, Down syndrome people, like, they don't really have any idea of what they're doing.
Okay. Do Down syndrome people or African people have lower IQs? Let's figure it out, guys.
I think it's about the same.
IQ of Down syndrome.
Do all Africans go to heaven? Immediately?
Are they too stupid to not be ignorant?
Yeah.
Alright, Down syndrome people have an average IQ of about 50.
50? Is that right?
Alright, African countries IQ.
Africa has never invented a wheel, built a two-story building, or had a functioning language other than Ethiopian.
And I'm not sure how you could expect a Down syndrome person to have conceptual... to be able to conceptualize morals, and they can't really do anything evil. But African people do horrible stuff all the time.
Down syndrome people are mostly docile. But African men have, like, a bunch of testosterone. Right?
Do Down syndrome people not have testosterone?
I don't think so. Don't they have, like, a missing chromosome or something?
Does that get rid of testosterone entirely?
Not entirely, but, like, they are probably, like, not properly functional. Victor said he'll be home by 8. Our time, so like 4 your time.
Okay.
I guess you can join then.
Yeah, okay, let me look at average IQ of African countries. So we need a Down syndrome specialist here. It's not even, that's the problem. It's not even, the average IQ of African people is not even a standard deviation higher than the Down syndrome. Like, it's a jump of 50 to 60 rather than 50 to 65.
Yeah.
So it's not even like they're a higher, you know, conceptual level, really.
Mm-hmm. So we all read that Down syndrome people go to heaven, like, immediately, right?
Really?
There is ignorance, like, they're not aware of what they're doing, so they just go to heaven.
Yeah. What's even the point of having free will if you're so retarded? I guess it's sort of like... I don't know, that's your trial on Earth. Then how are their souls just handicapped by their bodies, or are they...
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, this is a lot of...
a lot to think about. Black people have higher time preference? I don't think that's true. Don't, like, black children always eat the marshmallow? They have this extra thing called testosterone.
Yeah, that's high time preference. Wait. Is it low or high time preference where you can't...
I have no idea.
Do souls have IQ? Seems to me that it might just be a physical limitation that it doesn't apply to the metaphysical. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to suss out. Are disabilities that make you, severely mentally disabled on this earth simply a physical thing that don't carry over to the metaphysical? And if the souls are not defined by intelligence, then what can they be defined by? Personality.
I didn't hear that. I was always told by my parents that they would be in a different heaven because they cursed me out. I remember being creeped out by, like, crippled people. I thought they were, like, aliens when I was younger. Higher is being less patient. Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah, because you're...
Yeah. higher time preference means that you eat the marshmallow right away. Yeah. Family Guy explained it all. They went to heaven one time, and Joe was so handicapped, got excited and said, "You're like that forever." To clarify, only creeped out by the mental disabled, not the physical disabled. As long as there was still a functionally aware mind, that was fine. I was scared of like those crippled people that like move around a bunch. Like it's kind of like epilepsy or something like that. They're always looking like fish out of the water. I don't know what that is. I don't know what causes that, but I know that I was always freaked out by that as a kid.
Yeah, it seems to be low 60s is the average. African IQ. Okay, so at what point can you even be able to be responsible for your actions? Like, does it start at 65 that you can conceptualize like morals and empathy?
I don't know, because if you think about someone who is white and has a 60 IQ and someone who is black who has the same IQ, they behave very differently.
Mm-hmm. That's a question that me and Victor were asking earlier. Did white people ever historically act the same? Like, I know Vikings, but like the type of stuff that is going on in like African Civil War, where it's straight up like guys that are like raping like 3-year-olds when they sack the villages in front of their family just to be cruel, like doing stuff just to be cruel, even though they're straight up retarded.
Like, that is the thing. White people, when they do that, they are, it just seems that there is a much higher rate of that happening in African countries, and I don't really understand why.
Well, at least because the modern IQ delta is, like, average white IQ is 100, versus if it's an African country, it's, like, 60 or 70. But I don't know if you magically made everybody in America retarded that they would behave in the same way.
That is the thing, because retarded people in America don't behave in the same way. Mm-hmm. The most cruel people in America are people who actually have high IQs and are just cruel like that because they were born like that. But the people who are like very low IQ in America, they work manual jobs, mm-hmm. and they live normal lives. So what causes that?
Like, I know why Muslims behave why they do. It's the same with Jews. They worship Satan, whatever. So of course that's gonna be the outcome, whether it's intentional or not. But Africans are a real mystery.
How satanic are Africans?
Like, I don't think African women are really up to much, like, bad stuff. Like, specific sects of, like, African men. Because, obviously, there's, you know, African men that are cool, but it's, like, specifically, like, why?
Is it the testosterone?
I don't know, because there was certain, like, male, like, manly hormones that, like, other races are actually higher in.
Well, but isn't it a combination of both? Low IQ with
testosterone. Is it really testosterone that makes you do that?
They're, like, angry and dumb.
Why do they have to do that? Why just destroy families because whatever?
have the AIDS and I want to spread
the AIDS. And I want to spread the AIDS.
Don't rape the baby, Jamal.
There's something called the warrior gene, which is highly prevalent in Africans. Its negative effects get way worse through child abuse. And, you know, children are getting abused plenty. Molly Meme had a whole thing about it. Can you link that? And can I get the actual name of the gene? Don't rape the baby. Please yeah. Don't rape the baby.
Yeah, I want to, like, follow up on that. Like, I want to actually...
Violence, trauma, violence. Yeah, there's certainly a circle of it because of... They specifically go for the children, and then those children grow up and, like, do stuff, and, you know.
And it goes like that. I have the AIDS, and I want to spread the AIDS.
The so-called warrior gene comprises particular variations in the X chromosome gene that produces in an enzyme that affects the neurotransmitters dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. The variants known collectively as produce human with a low level of the enzyme. Okay. Truth about crime, okay. Wait, but what does that have to do with dopamine and serotonin? And I'm gonna kill myself! Norepinephrine.
I sent the link to that in the chat.
They get happy when they rape kids.
I get happier when I rape.
Background. Okay, this is an hour. I can get down with that. Cause I don't know. I don't really understand why they gotta be like that.
What do you gotta rape? Tell me, what do you gotta rape?
Rape is not good.
Just kill? Can't you rape on the first fucking day?
Warrior gene predicts aggressive behavior after provocation. Yeah, but what did the 3-year-old little girl do to provoke you? Their experiments synthesize working psychology and behavioral economics, monoamine, oxidase, breaks down important neurotransmitters in the brain, including dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. It feels better when she ain't awake.
Wait. It feels better uninvited to the plate. Kick door unannounced while she lay on the couch. Give a fuck, that's your home. Rape is good then? No. So I should waste a nut? How about you donut? How about that?
So messed up. It's not like it doesn't happen. Like, you can go to little touristy towns and be like, oh, it's so nice here. But there's, you know, wherever else you go, it's...
And it's so prevalent. Mm-hmm. It's not like a one-time thing.
Just... just have high IQ and they still write babies. Yeah, but they worship Satan, so the answer is right there. L Saturn, Death Cult, Black Cube, Tefillin, Star
Juice,
David,
Texcon. Okay. I'm gonna say this, and who gets it, and who don't gets it. Juice wear the black cube on their head because it, and like they have leather strings connected to it that bind their arms because they're controlled by it. While Muslims worship the black cube. But at the end of the day, the result is pretty much the same. Because at the end of the day, they act on it in similar ways. But yeah.
Some Jews are not really Jews, and the same might happen to Asians, who knows?
I think it's gonna happen like to white people first, and then it's because like the whole Jews are white meme, you know, like.
Is it gonna happen to white people first? Is that who they're gonna take over next?
Yeah, they're already mixing with white people, and Asians are like a long-term thing. Because like they had like swarthier like skin, and they started going to like Germany and like places and going like, my name is Sugar Mountain now, and I'm white.
They're succeeding on white people already because white people are cool with atheism, and that's not innocent.
So. Yeah, of course, and they are like. And the whole thing with, oh, Jews are white, and all that, like, you know. That's already, like, commonplace, right? Mm-hmm. Considering Jewish people white.
Kiddos, what's up?
What's up? It's a cube. Thought it was like an upside down dish called a yarmulke, or however it is called. And no, that's not what I'm talking about. What is the thing called, Sophia?
Star of David or the Tefillin?
Oh my god! Yes, Tefillin.
Because he's talking
about Star of David.
It's a cube. The Star of David is, yes, it is the cube and the hexagon.
Yeah.
Which is, just look at the top of Saturn. And Saturn is a pagan thing. Pagan Satan. Ah, he eats the kids too, right? Yes, he does. Is that why they suck on the baby penis?
Come, tell me that.
Oh, right! Saturn eats the kids, so that's why they were... That's why Pizzagate, they're offering the kids to Moloch.
Mm-hmm. Pagan Satan.
Pagan Satan, it's even...
is double bad! Oh my god, that BC game, what was it? With the AI space station and the lady observation? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's all about Saturn.
Oh, the time
worshipping Saturn.
No. You're getting it all wrong. The people who worship the black cube are the Muslims. Jews, and that's called like the Kaboo or something like that.
Kaboo?
Kaaba? Something like that.
Yeah, Al-Kaaba. Something like that.
Al-Kaaba, yeah. It's a long way off. And the Jews have this other thing called the Tefillin.
Tefillin,
which is a black cube that they place on their head
with
a bunch of and it has leather.
If you have the black cube on your head and your arm, it is the basically beaming Saturn into your thoughts.
You're letting Saturn control your mind and your actions, especially your right arm.
It's the high IQ Satanism versus low IQ Satanism.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is like, you don't really know what you're doing versus you know exactly what you're doing. It's even worse.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that thing again? Tefillin. Chat allows for pictures, right? Does it? I don't know.
But yeah, basically, I mean, yeah, there's more people who have iterated this, but the Star of David is ultimately it's both a cube and the hexagon, hexagon is on top of the planet Saturn, which ties back into the pagan god Saturn, which is Teflon, yeah, that's what Christine said. And Muslims straight up worship the black cube, which has a bunch of like material riches inside of it, which is even better / worse.
Oh yeah,
Please turn down the autism and go full retard. What?
Where is that?
Chris Potts donated one diamond.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, you can see. Yeah, I was right. That game I was talking about was called Observation. It is a super trippy story all about Saturn in the end, but really good quality. I might push that up.
Donated one ice cream. And someone made a clip.
I'm gonna click on that.
I'm looking extra. I'm looking like a beautiful Jewish princess today. Aren't I?
Why?
Because I'm a Jewish princess? What do you mean, why?
What about your looks make you a special Jewish princess today?
Just look at me. I'm shining.
I'm shining.
Thank you for the lemon. I believe that the universe is a gigantic slumber, fourth dimensional being that we're all a part of. Everything is made of the same basic stuff. And we all interact with time.
Yeah.
Inevitably.
You gotta deal with it whether you like it or not. Christina is Asian.
She's yellow.
I'm super Asian. I am yellow, but I'm not actually Asian. My eyes are very round.
What other
and
things
big.
Can make you yellow? Kidney failure.
Eating carrots.
I don't know. No, eating carrots would make you orange.
But like kind of yellowish.
Turn the music down a little. Oh, I'm jamming out. But yeah, I'll do so.
No, you don't look like a creepy little girl at all. No, Jewish princess. By the time that have you looked at Caroline Konstner? She's the ultimate Jewish princess.
Uh huh.
And she looks.
She looks what?
Stunning.
Tefillin looks like Jews taking Deuteronomy 11:18 literally instead of metaphorically. What's Deuteronomy.
John, this.
Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them with symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Oh, yeah. Seemingly literally.
Can you read that for me again?
Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
I don't know. Why a cube, though? Wouldn't other symbols be more representative? Why a cube? Why not a golden one? That seems extremely interesting.
What?
The game Observation? Search it up and look at the cover art.
Okay. Oh, come on, why is... come on. Why the hexagon?
Yeah, it's the person who posted it on chat said it's all about Saturn and the end. Don't know what he really means by that, though. Watch you with me again. One time was enough. I told you, man, it's really good. Watch a few people stream it on Twitch. You won't regret playing it. Don't spoil yourself on it. Don't ruin the story. Yeah, I will actually check that out.
Really tired for some reason. I want to go nap. I can't wait for Victor. I want to end this. I want to end it in 15 minutes.
It hasn't even been an hour.
Yeah, you're right. It's been 38 minutes.
That's like insane. Like, we didn't stream yesterday. You're gonna give them 1 hour?
You said I could do whatever I want.
Not that little. You can do whatever you want. I wanna rest before the dinner.
Yeah, I don't wanna be sleeping at the dinner table. How rude. The food is so boring that I'm just gonna sleep instead.
Drink a Red Bull or something.
That's unhealthy, and I can't believe that you would tell me to kill myself.
That's exactly what I just did. I just told you to die.
How would you even... Because, like, you're supposed to, you know...
Do I know?
Teach to all the... nations of the world. How do you get... I guess you can't get everyone, but... there's Christian Africans, right? And there's... Well, yeah, of course there's African people who are cool.
Mm-hmm. They even managed to get, like, some people in Brazil to do it, right? I opened my browser on my phone, and the first thing I see is dog poop dream interpretation.
Oh yeah, we do dream interpretation every morning.
Yes,
of that's my dreams, because they are crazy and insane. Do we have any crazy third eye psychic people in the chat who know about dreams?
Tell me, why do I dream about raping a woman?
Yes. Every night, I dream about rape.
And I'm always the rapist?
And I'm always the rapist. I swear you kidnapped Marcia and they're making her talk to you on DLive. Oh, that's I suppose I can have them. I tore the slime.
It's called Buddy.
How many times are you gonna say that?
Forever, until you stop calling it slime.
It's not Putty, though. Putty is like Play-Doh. I guess...
It is literally Putty, is what it's called on the tin. Come on.
I guess they're the same thing. They're synonyms. It doesn't matter. No. Well, if this isn't slime, then what is slime?
If slime is stickier.
This is retarded. This is stupid.
I've touched it.
You touched it? You touched what?
Slime.
Oh.
Isn't slime is like the thing on like Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon has a slime segment.
Yeah.
I suppose this is putty.
Yeah, slime is viscous, squishy, oozy.
Squishy, viscous, squishy, oozy.
Yes, sir. Squishy and oozy.
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 I see. And I see what.
And sometimes it's apples? Even fluffy. Sometimes it's even fluffy.
Yeah, you're right. I do like them.
You're talking to yourself. You're insane.
I'm talking to you. You were told. You asked me how do you like them apples, and I didn't see them before. But you said you see, and so yeah, I suppose I see the apples now, and I do like them.
Oh, you see the apples. All right.
Yeah, what does it mean to explore a lot of rooms? I had two dreams about that. They were actually really cool.
Slime is what comes out of you when you have your period. You should know that.
That's gross. That's icky. Whoever said that, you're disgusting.
You're a Nicki person.
You're a Nicki person. You're a Nicki Minaj. You know that, right?
You're like Anaconda.
I'm not Anaconda.
You're like the Anaconda woman.
An Nicki Minaj.
Did you know that recently discovered the stripes on zebras might have evolved to deter mosquitoes from landing / biting? They painted stripes on cows and discovered that's what it achieved.
I'm not sure why you're saying that.
It's interesting, Sophia. He's starting to get... trying a conversation going on.
He's trying to get a conversation about science going on. I thought you already knew that I murdered Bill Nye in his sleep. You already know how I feel about science.
I spat inside Einstein's mouth. Sharded. I sharded in Einstein's
mouth. Don't do that.
I already bet it's too late. I said in the past tense.
How'd you even do it? You snuck into his mouth, I suppose.
Yes, I snuck into his mouth. I'm like a very little.
Just like me.
Yeah. I'm like 1'4".
I don't think you can fit into a mouth when you're 1'4".
Have you seen Albert?
Have you seen Albert's mouth?
Yeah.
Come to think of it, no.
Yeah, there you go, boy. If you murdered Bill Nye,
I don't even know who Pinochet is.
Your opinion on the Chad fascist Pinochet? Isn't that like Pinocchio? I think you got that wrong. I think you spelled that wrong.
Yeah, who's Pinochet? Give me a history lesson.
I think you meant Pinocchio.
He's that ancient helicopter meme dude.
Like the one that like films the movies.
This is getting a bit too esoteric. I can't understand what jokes you're making now.
Like the helicopters that go around filming like movies.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you wouldn't get it.
You're right.
You just wouldn't get it. If you murdered Bill Nye and you didn't do it on the stage of Dancing with the Stars while they were filming live, you did it wrong. Well, it had to be more intimate. Pinocchio was always fascinating to me. He's the weird Disney hypothetical character with the power to destroy the universe.
Really? He had that power?
How does Pinocchio destroy the universe? His nose gets too big and the whole thing implodes.
You're right. He just has to lie a lot.
Oh man. The Chilean dictator who smashed
not
the
Chilean,
copies?
Chilean.
I didn't know Pinocchio ate chili. I thought he was like a woman though.
I thought he was a vegan.
I thought Pinocchio was vegan.
I thought Pinochet was vegan. How could he eat chili? I don't understand
what you mean
thing
was
anymore.
A Chilean dictator?
This is... Why don't you understand anything? Why?
This is your fault, I believe.
It's probably your fault.
Imagine, if you will, he says the statement, "My nose is about to grow." What happens? Can you tell me? Because I'm pretty sure the universe would end if he said it. That's true, because if he lies, the nose grows, then it's true. And if it's true, the nose doesn't grow, then it's a lie. Oh my god, that is so true!
Paradox?
Paragraphs? Oh, paragraphs!
Alright, another one to add to the list of cryptomaniac type words.
Paragraph.
Nothing about the stream makes sense anymore?
I think you just don't get it. I think we're just smart. Superpowered Disney character, that is true. He could fart and everything just goes down. Oh, I got a message from Victor. Let me check it out.
No, you didn't. The stream's ending.
He said, when he comes, he will come back and tell us for us to add him. The stream is not ending. You better boot up some game or something.
No. I really want to go to bed. Can you tuck me in? Tell me a good night story.
I'm afraid I cannot do that. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because we have to stream.
I can sleep. And we'll be streaming.
You gotta sleep on stream. That would be weird.
Maybe I am gonna do that.
That would be weird.
And maybe you're gonna let me. Maybe you're gonna tell me a story while I do it.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
Where did Cunnilingus come from? I don't even know the etymology.
Cunnilingus. Because und is like hand and lingus is like tongue in Latin.
Oh, that's a funny one. Okay. Where did swear words even come from? Vsauce probably has a video on that one.
What is a lingus? I never heard of that type of goose before. Cunning. Cunning.
Goose! What do geese have to do with it? Keep the geese out of
it. Cunning goose. You should go drink some coffee.
No, what good would that do for me, except kill me?
Just getting up and making the coffee and drinking it gives you, like, more than just staying, like, sitting down on your computer. I'm grossed out by just reading those. Do you know what's a very bad word? Nubile. Mm-hmm. That is a bad word for you.
Nubile, Nubian, Nebony.
Nubile, Nubian, Nebony, Queen. Why though? You're messed up. If you think new bio is not a bad word, you're messed up. Sophia, go get yourself a glass of water.
Technology's so weird. based on your growth. Soap is good for that. It's on your growth, coffee. Soap is good for that.
Go get a glass of water and put your face under the sink.
Yeah, okay. Are you telling me I got a dirty face? Yeah, okay.
You got dirty. What's up, Christina? What's up? Sophia is completely gone. You can look at the stars while talking to me right now. And you have my whole attention. And I can... Sophia went out to get... face. Sophia went out to get a face and coffee. And you have my whole attention. So, please, come give me your best content. Speak to me. Okay, if so, it's gonna go. Can we just have the Christina stream? I don't think Sophia's gonna go. I think you will get Victor here soon. He is supposed to get home soon. So, you're gonna have a triple. You're gonna have Sophia, me, and Victor all here for your entertainment. I think I'm too retarded to do this alone. Is it right to punch a cummy? What is a cummy? I never heard that. Hey Christina, how did you get to know Sophia? Victor, introduced us to each other. Victor, like, messaged me on Twitter talking, like, about ideologies and stuff like that, like, asking me questions. And that was, like, back in 2018. And then this year, like, April 2019, I messaged him again. And we started being friends again. And then he introduced me to Sophia, and we became, like, close friends. A communist? What is a communist? I never heard of that. You know what would be fun? Using the online Ivana Justin voice to make him say weird things? What is an online Ivana Justin voice? I have no idea what that sentence meant. What is online Ivana Justin voice? I don't get it. What is it? Oh my god. It's very delicious.
Am I being held captive here? Please let me go. I have to leave in an hour and 40 minutes and I feel like sleeping. Please, Christina. Please be nice. Please be a little sweetie pie. Bill, sweetie pie. Are you even there?
Okay, you cut out. What did you say?
Be a little sweetie pie. Then let me go. Let me go. Sweetie.
No.
Sweetie. Come on, sweetie. Okay.
No. You gotta keep here streaming. Victor is gonna join soon. This is gonna be a good stream.
How long do you regulate for me to go for?
One hour after Victor gets here.
when is he gonna get here?
Soon.
Doubt that.
He said he would be around the 8 hour time, and it's 8 hour time now, so soon.
Am I drinking White Claw? I'm drinking Spindrift.
Spindrift! Justin, as in Justin Bieber?
Bieber!
Bieber!
Bieber. Alright, she's Bushesha and Babidas. I forget how to say Babidas.
That's so perfect. and you sound like so unsure of it. And you're like, she's
cheeseburger. And a drink, maybe. How are you doing with the fires going on? What fires?
Fires?
Spindrift is like juice, but well, just a little bit of juice. Just a little bit.
But it comes in like a full can. The rest is just air.
Mm-hmm.
There are fires going on in Cali right now? I didn't even know. Is that true?
There's always fires going on in Cali. As far as I know.
It's like cleansing.
But I don't know anything.
The fires were closed to Soph, but they may be closer to me. I still smell the smoke. Yeah, Sophia wasn't around any smoke or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Other than her big farts.
Funny. That would be a health hazard if you farted smoke.
Every time you fart, it just goes.
Is that the sound that smoke makes in a fire? Woo, woo, literally ambulance.
And then the smoke detector.
Is a smoke detector an ambulance?
I don't know. I never heard a smoke detector going off.
Then okay, then I guess that makes sense.
And then like your parents sprint to the kitchen. They're like, "What's going on?" And you're like, "Sorry, I farted."
It's possible to be stealthy about it. Sorry.
Don't eat spicy food, just saying.
How do you, on the same note, how do you burp more?
Okay.
Covertly.
You close your mouth, but you let the burp out. And, like, you store the burp in your cheeks. Like, you blow it up like a hamster. And you let it out slowly. And I'm not, like, kidding or nothing. It's literally like that. Wait, it takes a while for the stream. Let me see.
You can still kind of hear it, though, because it goes out of your throat.
Yeah, that is not a problem. The problem is going...
Because I do go, while I'm doing it, so.
You do.
That's a problem. That's not ladylike.
That's not ladylike. You are very ladylike.
I mean, the rest of me is super ladylike, but my burps, my burping habits, right.
Oh my god, you're retarded as fuck.
Why are you talking to yourself?
Oh, shots fired.
Really? Where?
Right next to your head. I did it.
Oh, you have to go to jail now.
I missed though, so it's okay. I won't have to go to jail.
That's not how it works. If you attempt murder and you don't get away with it, the cops don't go, well, better luck next time. Maybe next time we can arrest you.
It's like a game, and going to jail is like a prize for winning.
No, if you... That's not the prize. That's what happens if you lose. Maybe no, jail is the objective, like if you're homeless.
Jail is the objective because you get like a bed and like food and it's all for free.
Mm-hmm.
And you even get some books. It's interesting. In school. To light a fart, that's what kids do these days. Actually, Sophia couldn't do that because it under California law is actually illegal to light up a lighter if you're under 18. So Sophia couldn't possibly try that. Everybody knows that damn California law. Jail's the recognition I deserve.
Can you really light a fart? Are we like cows? It's like methane. Yo!
That would be so
global
cool.
Warming is my butt's fault.
Oh no, I need to cut it off.
If I were a cow, that's what I'd say. Global warming, my butt's fault. It's my butt's fault.
Imagine, oh my god, that is, okay, imagine Greta Thunberg realizing that her farts are causing global warming, and then she goes, oh shit, now I have to put a cork.
Man, this really sucks. I feel like Smosh right now. I feel like Anthony Smosh.
She gets voted up.
John Smosh. I feel like John Smosh.
John Smosh. Anthony Smosh. And what is the other guy named? Smosh Smosh?
Shane Smosh. Shaw Smosh. What's his name? Ian. Smosh.
Anthony Smosh and Smosh Smosh.
Anthony Smosh. John Smosh and Smosh Smosh.
Oh, getting together for the Smosh movie.
Yes, you can. My brother set his ass on fire once lighting a fart.
That is awesome. Wasn't your brother like an adopted black guy who stole from your family and then ran away? I want to meet your brother straight up. There's methane in your farts. They burn like hell. I kind of want to like light my farts on fire or something. That would be cool.
What is the human obsession with farts? I mean, like, I speak from a place of, you know, obsession as well. But it's like, you know, like, we're so fixated on it. It's funny. No, my real brother, not that. Okay.
Oh, the audio cut out. Sorry. I wanna meet your black brother. He seems like a cool person. Smosh Hank Redemption? I don't get the reference, sorry.
You're supposed to pretend that farts don't exist, that's what makes them fascinating. Is there any place on Earth where farting is socially acceptable?
I know that, like, in Germany, like, blowing your nose on the kitchen table is, like, socially acceptable.
Blowing your nose on the kitchen table, as in actually putting your nose on the kitchen table and going...
No! As in just putting, like, having a little piece of paper and blowing it as everybody's eating dinner.
Hmm. I mean, yeah, that's socially acceptable here, too. Is it not in Brazil? Not is that like weird. A haram thing in Brazil?
Everybody will look at you super weird and like people think you're gross. They prefer that you... Brazilian people prefer that you go... than to actually put it all out. Even like at school, people look at you weird.
Farts are acceptable in China. Cow flatulence is actually a real problem. Yeah, it is. It was in my science class. My science teacher was like, yeah, global warming is a real problem and cows contribute to it. The menaces by farting up the whole establishment. The establishment being the earth.
The whole establishment.
Mm-hmm.
He is an asshole. I have not seen in 18 years. I think all black people are interesting in some level or another, as long as they don't rape anyone. Which rose out about like 90% of them.
Someone here's gotta be a specialist and know about all the cultures in the world. Is that an African thing? Can you fart in Africa and people are like, huh? What was that? Whatever.
Wait, can you not fart in the other parts of the world? I thought that is how everybody reacted to farts. I'm always booping up my grandma's place. She never told me to stop.
My grandma's booping up my place.
See, is it a grandma thing? Was it social acceptable in
the past? No, wait. Did you say that from your actual perspective? I thought that was someone in chat.
No, I said
that. Wait, so you just fart around your grandmother and she doesn't even react?
It was a joke, obviously.
Obviously? Oh. I'm gonna cry now. But no, like, people will, like, kill you in America.
That's good to know. When I go to America, I won't fart there anymore. I farted right next to a police officer when I was in America. I got
for real?
He didn't arrest me.
Yo, you got arrested for farting next to a police officer? That's crazy.
I farted up an FBI agent's mouth.
He couldn't do anything about it.
It was outside his jurisdiction. If you fart in Africa, no one will hear it over the sound of gunshots and screaming rape victims, so no one will hear about it.
Well, okay, it's kind of weird because it's not socially acceptable to fart, but it's also not socially acceptable to be like, hey, did you just fart?
Wait, so what happened? Like, who said it's not socially acceptable to fart? Who decided?
You just know! You're not supposed to do it!
No, is that because you're embarrassed to do it that it's not socially acceptable?
Because it stinks up the whole establishment.
What if it's a good fart?
See, good farts only exist to you. Like, you're the only one who's gonna say, this fart smells good.
No, my mother constantly tells me that. It's the only compliment she ever gave me.
Really?
She never complimented anything about me, but then one day she went, you know what? Your farts smell really good. I was like, thank you, mom.
Is that a thing?
Can I just say anything to you and you will think it's true?
Yes. Well, I'm saying that, like, is that a thing? Like, you can, like, have, like, good smelling flatulence?
I don't think you can make it good smelling, but you can make it neutral. It doesn't really smell like anything if you eat the right things. Rape is a thing, because like if it is rape, won't the person be like loaded up with poop? Why would you want to
she was genuinely confused right now.
Why would you want to put your stuff inside poop? Isn't that gross? Oh, Christina, how would gay rape work? Oh, I don't get gay people at all. Why would you want to stick your dick in shit? I don't get that.
I don't know.
Condoms? Maybe they're raping us like, but imagine when it comes out and it's all like slathered with shards. It is so smelly as well. Oh my god, that is horrible.
What the f- That's foul, Christina. Okay, this is really unacceptable and you need to stop. You need to learn that this is not funny.
Okay. That's what enemas are for beforehand. But if
enemas?
It's rape,
enema.
If it is rape, you won't have an enema there.
Enema, not an Emma.
An Emma, it's a girl that takes care of the poop beforehand. If it is rape, they won't clean it out beforehand. Why would a rapist use a condom?
Maybe they will. Maybe they're dedicated.
Why would a rapist use a condom? Exactly. Why would you? Oh my god. Why would you do something like that? Christina, please pronounce the word behemoth as you think it should be pronounced. Is that right? Behemoth?
Mm-hmm. She's... What's another... What's another Brazilian? What's another Brazilian I could say?
Sophia goes to bed. She's sucking on her thumb, but she goes, she's bushisha.
Oh, she's bushisha.
Venus.
Venus. But I poop from there. Not right now, you don't.
What if you poop while getting raped?
See, maybe that's what they're looking for, but maybe also they kill you for it. For the disrespect.
For the disrespect? Oh, what the fuck, man? You just pooped on my... That is so disrespectful. How dare you? If you don't care enough about someone to the degree that you rape them, why would you care about transmitting / getting an STD? That is not like about the other person, it's about you putting your stuff.
What's that dark book behind you by the wall? I'm gonna guess it's a math book. Yeah, it's an SAT math book.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. What do you mean, no, it's not?
It isn't. You don't have any physical books. That's lying.
Okay, what is that object in the back if it's not a math book?
It's a religious book. Or a philosophy book.
That's offensive. What?
How is that offensive? What is the book called?
SAT Math.
Doubt.
Check the stream.
I'm waiting. Oh man, that looks like that would make me want to kill myself.
Yeah, probably would. I knew it was a math book. Math books are.
You have a nose.
Huh.
You have a nose for it.
You have a nose for math books.
He can smell it.
You can smell the math. Ugh. No, I fail again.
My source of equations.
So what am I gonna do when I go to the restaurant? Burp? Been studying a lot from it? I don't need to. I don't want to. That's the real reason. I mean, I'll do a few problems before I go to bed. Because it puts me to sleep. What's like the SAT barrier for Ivy League schools?
You want to get into Harvard?
No, I'm wondering, so in terms of pleasing my parents.
My kid got into Harvard.
Yeah.
I'm a she, Christina. Respect my pronoun. Okay. Marvel. Look at the chat. Have you actually been reading that and, like, studying that?
Huh?
Have you actually been reading that book and studying that book?
Before I go to bed, yeah, because it makes me sleepy.
That's insane.
College for what? I know, right? It's my parents might have. I don't want to go to college. I'm not trying to get in college. It's literally because my parents will kill me if I don't do it. Not go to college, but not, like, I mean, they'll kill me if I don't get a good score on the SAT. What I don't understand is that it's not good for anything except college admissions.
And I guess it's just like a thing that they want to have to brag about, you know, like just going up. I get so smart. Yeah. She didn't want to go to college because she's already making so much money. But she could have. Look at her SAT scores. So as long as you just get a good SAT score, they won't expect you to go to college? Yeah. That's it, right? Oh my god, can you drink that less obnoxiously? Please.
No.
Please. I'm begging you. On my knees right now. Just fail your SAT. Boom, no college.
Apparently I'm in the range for, like, Cornell. That's retarded. What more do I need to do?
Isn't Cornell like a black people place?
Cornell? No, it's an Ivy League.
Yeah. I know it's an Ivy League college, but isn't that like where the black people go? Out of the Ivy League?
Is the plan to do any post-secondary education at all? No. I want to do anything. I can't do, if I do any more than high school, I'm gonna kill myself. Ugh. I just killed him right back. That'll show him. Girls going to college is tragic. Yeah. Why must I? Whatever. It's not worth it. Arguing ever about anything.
Christina hears a black name like Cornell and thinks it's a black dude. Yeah. Cornell is like a black man with short butt hair. I am going to college, but I'm going to Brazilian college, so no debt. And I'm going to art school. So no killing myself.
Guys, is a SAT good for anything except college?
No.
Then why are my parents raping me? You can put in your resume, apparently, but that's retarded. And yeah, and I got a 4.0 GPA in high school, which shows that I'm gonna be really good at being a cashier. Just convince your parents to send you to finishing school so you can prepare for wifehood. Sounds relaxing.
Imagine Sophia preparing for wifehood.
Sounds like a lot less stressful than math equations.
For sure. They'd pick that over any school topic anytime. That is what rich people do to their kids. Finishing school is where you learn how to finish.
Manners and hosting. See, I clearly have no manners and I don't know how to interact with people, so sounds like the place for me. See, the wife.
Please stop.
Probably isn't gonna be doing that.
You see, Sophia wants to be a wife, but the problem is that she isn't looking smexy.
I'm not. The wife is not looking smexy today. Oh, the wife isn't looking smexy ever.
The wife hasn't looked smexy for the past 15 years.
The wife hasn't been looking smexy for the past 15 years, about. It's a real problem.
The wife, let me tell you, man, that wife of mine, she hasn't looked smexy for like 15 years, and she's just 15 years old.
I droped out at Soph's age, and I'm not living on the streets. That's good. Still working on that website of yours? What website?
Soph.ovh.
Wives with the high with high SAT scores bake the best pumpkin bread or something? Oh, okay. I so want to put Soph through finishing school just on this experience. Can you imagine her all properly? Like,
no, I cannot.
I was like, cause settle down. Ah, oh, man.
Like, I think that after Sophia goes to puberty, she will become a woman.
Uh,
and stop farting in my face every day.
Oh, I do no such thing. It's you do that to me.
How so? I never farted once in my entire
you fart
life.
All the time.
Well, that's what you like to imagine.
Farting, yes. Well, I've nipped the cursing habit. I nippoed the cursing habit in the bud. I was about to say nub. Alright, get Victor on call before I die. Oh, he just messaged me.
Okay.
Oh my, he messaged me literally as I said that. Okay.
Oh my god, that's so saint.
Yo.
Hello.
Is the stream going on?
Yeah, it has been for about an hour and a half.
Okay. Just got home.
From what?
I went to the mall.
Ooh, cool.
I had to word that out in my head because I forgot because it isn't called the mall in Portuguese.
What's it called?
It's called shopping.
Hello. Huh.
Wait, I got food in front of me. Let me pray. I actually memorized a food prayer, which is cool.
Yeah, me too. Like, it took a lot less time to memorize some, like, you know, rosary stuff.
Yeah, I think, like, the second day. So I think, okay, so the one dinner, I tried doing it. And then the next day is lunch. And then the next day is dinner, so it was like on third attempt I had already gotten it.
Mm-hmm. You have to eat it during snacks. No, I meant you have to pray during snacks.
I think it's before meals, so if you just snack, I don't think it applies.
An easier dilemma if you don't snack at all.
yeah, precisely.
Which I was telling Christina about earlier.
Yeah, I will actually try that. I don't really snack, I just drink milk.
Wait, does milk count as a snack?
Milk is more like, I don't know.
It's like superior water.
That's
okay.
Stupid.
It's beverage, yeah. I think you can get away with that. And it's not very sugary.
Yeah. What about yogurt? Can you eat yogurt?
Yogurt is an actual food, so
I like liquid yogurt.
I'm thinking about it in the sense of like
you can't eat yogurt, but you can drink yogurt.
Not making anything that needs energy spike too much.
Okay, so drinkable yogurt.
Energy or anything like that, like because once you get into food items, like the calorie content immediately goes higher.
Oh yeah, yogurt has a bunch of calories.
So I think like just like water type beverages, bebidas.
Sophia now can pronounce it properly. You wanna do that, Sophia?
I forgot. I don't know, man.
Oh,
you say babidas. Babidas?
That's right.
Okay. I learned that shit. Cheese bouchicha is not actually like sandwich. It's like cheeseburger, but not really. It's like not cheese and then cheeks.
It's like cheeks burger.
Yeah. Cheeks burger.
Cheeks burger.
Because it's just the name of the place that it had them. Burgers. What's the actual sandwich name? sandwiches.
Jeez. You just call it cheese. Order a cheese. Order a cheese.
What's the word for sandwich? No. That's the word for sandwich?
No. It's like, no. It's like the word for burger is like hamburger, but it's like, but you pronounce it differently. It's the same word, but you pronounce it differently. Like without the ham.
Just say it.
Instead of ham, it's like ham.
Just say it.
Just say it. That's what's on here.
It's like
I'm getting a fucking great grandfather.
It's like
what? What's the big holdup? Just say hamburger in Brazilian language.
That's the first rule of Brazil. You don't say the word for outsiders.
Yeah, you just say it for people in the country, you know? It's like the first Brazilian rule. You don't say the word.
So it's just burger? There's no ham. Is it burger?
It's like am burger. It's like I am burger.
I am burger?
But it's called the I.
Hamburger.
Hamburger. Okay. It's kind of like the Russian thing.
Stupid, why couldn't you just say it?
I don't know.
Really, why couldn't... Is it embarrassing?
I don't know.
No, there's gotta be a reason.
I don't know the reason.
No, you know the reason, you don't want to say it.
Oh my god, Sophia, you are beating me way too much.
I
rather that we both have that thing in our head.
I don't know the reason.
That's retarded. Okay, I'll leave you alone.
Calm down, Sophia.
The truth is that I don't like speaking Portuguese at all.
Okay, there we go. Portuguese people. You could have told me that from the beginning.
Oh my god, relax yourself. Oh my, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. But we're running a stream here.
What does that mean?
That means I need to be talking all the time about BS.
Okay, then talk.
But leave lovely little Christina alone.
You don't need to leave me alone. I can die.
You can die?
Yes.
Why didn't you say so before?
Right now, just let me show you.
Hamburger. Hamburger.
I'm scrolling up, and it Base Millennial says college is literally for FAGS. Get some base babies with a Chad Fashy husband. Oh man! Oh, that's cool. I'm 12, by the way. Oh, that's awesome. When are you gonna stop talking like a teenager, like a preteen, like a pre? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like that. I got a lot of energy.
You do?
No, I don't.
You don't want to be mean anymore.
It's not good.
Doesn't feel good.
You guys are really, what's it called?
Your whole thing is being mean. What? How are you gonna die?
What the fuck is it called? Enabling. You are enabling my negative thinking.
Your whole thing is being mean to people. If you're not mean, you just die.
Oh my god.
Okay, I just thought it was strange that Victor wasn't being mean anymore. Now Christina actually wants him to be mean.
The moment you say something nice to someone, you just drop dead on the ground.
Yeah, it's like a Mr. Burns on that Simpsons episode that he gives a kid a little bit of candy and his head like collapses, starts bleeding out of his nose.
Yeah, like that's your thing.
Oh.
you bullied the stream. That's like
see,
the
I don't order stuff anymore. I'm done. I don't do that anymore. But my mom gave me 30 Brazil bucks, and I went to the mall, and my friend had a discount where I could get two burgers for one for 25 BRL, and I could not say no to that one.
Oh, man, you already fell through.
I couldn't say no. I don't
eat burgers. Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to not eat burgers anymore?
I'm not supposed to drink soda. That's one I'm really not supposed to. And I think I drank like soda twice since I stopped, and it wasn't even like it was Sprite, which is the gay, which is the lightest soda you could probably imagine. Yeah, welcome to a lot of entertainment for your near future. This is what I'm going to be doing for the next forever.
I was trying to... I kicked it in my head, but you're actually, like, vocally, like, struggling. With not saying... Turn things good for you, Vic. Turning a new leaf.
Because the way that I speak, much like Lucas's way of speaking, is... It's sort of like a burst mode rifle. So it all comes out in like spurts of words, and I don't really think too much about what's coming out.
Yeah.
Sophia speaks slowly, and it's like a linear rate of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
With the burst mode, you can kind of figure out what you're gonna say in the beginning and the end, but the middle is like a mystery. You just know I'm going from point A to B. I'll take whatever route I can get to there.
Mm-hmm. It has been so long since I last drank soda.
I drank soda last night.
I think it has been years. I think... Okay, so it was my... Which grade did my science teacher convince me to stop drinking soda? Seventh grade?
And I wasn't gonna get my afternoon coffee anyway, so I had to eat something.
Wait, how hard is it not to drink soda if that's the really important one?
No, that one I've been doing good. I didn't drink soda today.
I hate sparkling water so much.
I cannot remember any other instances of me drinking soda, actually. I drank Sprite once.
Well, that's soda, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not the same kind of soda as Pepsi, I don't think.
But it's still soda.
The element is that it's a lot of sugar.
It's sugar and it's sparkles.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, twice, I think. I cannot remember the other instance, but yeah, twice.
Yeah, my parents don't buy soda, so I usually don't. But I was in a hotel last night. I was Uber eating myself, my meals.
Oh yeah, she drank a bottle of soda that she opened with her own hands. But yeah, now I'm what age? Now I'm 16. Okay, 16. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was 12. I don't drink soda since I was 12 years old.
I'm going to a restaurant in less than an hour.
A restaurant. So... It's a restaurant where the theme is prison.
Ha ha ha! A restaurant.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That is horrible.
Hey, Christina, hey.
What?
Don't say that, you know you're not supposed to.
What? I can see, are you saying something?
You know what you said.
I didn't say anything. I said that's horrible.
No, you said you said something before that. You said a phrase before that twice.
I said, oh no.
No, you didn't.
I said, oh, oh no, yeah. Oh no, that's horrible.
No, you did not.
What did I say?
Wait. The second commandment.
What?
Or the third one. I don't know the order of the commandments. They're all in different order.
What did I say?
Do not speak the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Sophia, you could be a little easier to fucking comprehend.
I want to give her a. I want to speak in riddles. So I can be extra hemorrhoidal.
She's.
I'd really like to call you the N word right now if I could.
But you can't.
I made you think it, so I basically said it.
Welcome to the Zoom Club.
You can only say it through Teletubbies now.
Teletubbiepathy.
No, that's retarded. I for one second I thought, is retarded a curse? But it isn't. So you're retarded. You retard.
Retard is not a curse. Neither is nigga.
Yes, it is.
We already went over this, Christina.
Nigga is not a curse.
Okay, you certainly would not say it around your grandmother.
I would.
That's just you then.
Are you doubting me?
You know that's a curse word. Stop it.
Nah.
I like. There was a Kabbalah special like a couple of months ago where like Christina and I were like, oh, we don't want a curse, and then Victor was like, that's chumpy, and now it's like. She was like, nah, I'm gonna say the N-word.
Well, even when I wasn't gonna curse, I was still gonna say the N-word.
That's retarded.
No, that's retarded. Mm-hmm. Man, that's so cool. I can call you retarded all day long.
Yeah, I remember that Kabbalah special you're talking about, like, we were playing Minecraft, and then, like, I stopped myself from saying something, and then Victor was like, you're not a nun yet.
Yeah!
But, you see, it proved too hard for me.
What's so good about the N-word that you can't... Are you? Do you control your language, or does your language control you, Christina?
The second option. I really get happier when I.
That's not good.
I have to admit, like, my dream is the purest truth. I do get happier when I say it.
So what? Maybe you get happier when you coom. That doesn't mean you should do it.
You're laying it on too hard.
You guys some racist mofos.
I just wanna say
get out of here, Subi. You're a nuisance.
That was mean.
That wasn't mean. That was nice. That was polite.
I wanted to nag.
You are one nagger, man. You're one nagger and a half.
Isn't that just woman?
That's lame.
But isn't that like a woman thing?
Nagging?
Yeah, like...
I don't know, but that doesn't apply to Sophia because she's not too close to that title.
No, she's like a kid. Kids nagging Sophia's a kid.
Can what the hell?
It all works out. Look at her, she's like 9 years old.
Yeah, but do kids nag?
I've never heard about that. Kids ask questions. That's what they do.
Kids don't, like, kids can't go, they can't talk up.
I don't know.
You don't know. That's the first right thing you've said to today. Probably this week.
Nothing I say makes sense even to me.
Hey, Christina. Why is your name three syllables long?
You could ask me the same question.
Your name is two syllables long. Sophia. What the?
You both said it as if you came up both with the same retarded thing to say.
Yes, that is exactly what I thought about saying as well.
So, Fia.
Clearly, too. I believe your dad told you that.
Victor is too long.
Okay, well, I could ask you the same question, Victor, because Victor.
Yeah.
What did you say to me?
Why is your name four syllables long?
Victor. There you go. It's four syllables long.
I only counted three.
Well, I only counted...
You really didn't even think of where that joke was going when you began.
I thought 13, and I was like, nah. So I just went...
Your name is five syllables long.
Yeah, just say a number. Who cares? Nothing we're saying makes sense anyway.
Look.
Shrimpler? What are you talking about?
It's five long.
That's not even clever. Not funny either.
It is five syllables long.
That's six letters, you tard.
That's five syllables, so those
are... Oh, God. Sorry. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you bestowed upon me. Zuby Moo, you're a 10-year-old. I'm not going to even read everything you said because I don't care.
Pope Franix. What's Pope Franix about?
If you're not racist, this is the wrong stream for you. No, this is the right stream for you. Hey, Christina, you're Catholic, right? How do you feel about Pope Francis? Do you think he's a good leader of the church? I think I'm not qualified to judge that.
That's the right answer.
Pope Francis.
I don't know nothing about Pope.
I know that the last one wore red clothes, and Pope Francis wears white clothes.
So that means... Where are these people coming from?
I don't know. Wow, there's 50 people. I only put it on New Project 2, and there's just like 30 people that are on New Project 2.
There's like some weird people there.
This is fantastic, I know, right?
Oh my god. Sorry. Man, you all are some gay, happy people. Can you just use happy as a replacement for that?
You all are some... You have to get creative. You're like a bunch of monkey, I don't know. Just come up with something. You belong in a zoo. You don't need swears. You just need imagination.
You just need imagination.
How do you call someone, like, homosexual without calling them homosexual?
You belong in Sodom. Boy.
Is gay a curse?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, well, yes, but not gay. The actual word. The word itself is not a curse.
So you can call just people gay. Yeah, you can say the F one, but you can say gay. Right?
Yeah, I believe the F one is out of bounds, but calling them gay seems pretty game.
Yeah, I guess you can
you're
say
gay.
That. You're gay and you're retarded.
Oh, my two new favorite words.
Gay and retarded.
My favorite word will always be the same one, even when I cannot say it.
Nippo?
Yes.
Gay, retarded, and black. Just call them that.
Just call them black. How hard is that?
You're black. You're black, which is cool.
You're jet painted black.
Oh no, you didn't see that.
Jet painted black.
You're a jet painted black. Not jet black, as some may confuse it for.
Jet black is just like, it's just like smooth black, but it's a jet painted black.
I can't afford
to taste your medicine.
Oh yeah, I was talking to Sophia.
My medicine? Do I do that? I've never done that.
Taste your medicine.
My medicine? I made it? Where?
In how the pharmacological department.
Where's that located in?
I don't know, the White House. Now go back home and go to sleep. Stop asking me questions.
I can ask you whatever I feel like.
No, that's not a constitutional right. I don't see no amendment about no ask whatever question I want. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I do. Why are you saying a lot of gibberish in my ear? You've given up.
I like to make noises. What about you? That's something we have in common, you know? Make the noises.
I believe my ex-girlfriend might be in the chat.
That's a...
Who is she?
I think it's Zuby Moon. Because...
You're actual pathetic.
You're actual pathetic, true S-talker. Come over, don't sack it. Don't sack it sounds like British slang.
No, but he's talking to base millennial. I don't think that's... He's talking to base millennial, not even us. So I don't think that's it. I think you're going a little paranoid there.
No, because she's been there before.
It's just Scooby-Doo.
I am tired and I am hungry.
Just eat yours.
And I would like a cheese bouchesha. And I would like a pupitas. And I would like a hamburger.
Hamburger!
Oh man.
That's how you say it down in the country.
Whenever I go out of my house, I will speak Portuguese.
Like an American?
Sophia does.
Oh, I suppose it's the way I do.
I go to Russia. That's basically Z's
burger. Man. She squishes.
I want me a Namburger.
A Namburger.
Kind of, I guess where you get it.
Where the zipper heads.
Don't say that.
Yeah, that's slurry.
Is it?
Yeah.
For real? It's
not even a good... Yes.
Jap? What about... Can you, like,
I think Jap is just, like, person from Jap country.
No. Jap is, like, a nickname. It's, like, your Japanese...
G-O-O-K Jap. Is a slur. I don't think Jap is.
You're, like, Jap. Like, you're, like, my friend.
Oh my god. What the? Ah! You really gotta stop saying things like that because it's testing me.
I am your test.
Shut up. You just say things that you come up like right then and there.
Yes. I don't think about anything they say.
I every day that passes, I see more and more similarities between Christina and Faith.
That is untrue, and
they both have huge heads that look so like Uggs.
Look like Uggs?
I thought
the truth you have to accept, Christina, that
no,
you'll never be good at being brain dead like I am.
No.
The way that you're yes. brain dead, Christina, is annoying. The way that I'm brain dead is fashionable and funny.
Fascinating.
I don't care. Like, I don't care if I'm funny.
Okay,
I just don't want to be compared
yeah,
to...
Okay. Whatever you say. You keep talking like that, I'm going to take you to Brown Town.
Brown Town? You going to poop in... I guess that's another one that's not exactly a swear.
I'm gonna take you to Brown Town. That means I'll poop on you.
How should I speak, Victor? Should I speak exactly like you? Is that what you want?
What are you talking about?
I am a chat mod.
I'm about diction buttery.
No.
Diction.
I know where that's from. You stop. You better stop.
I just knocked my mouse with my elbow. Poor mouse.
Poor elbow. Food.
Poor weenus.
My weenus got stuck. You know what a weenus is?
Yeah, it's the little skin on your elbow. Skin flap on your elbow.
No, it's weakly... What was the thing? Weenus is it's an actual meaning for it. Weekly?
No, it's the skin flap on your elbow. It's an anatomical term.
Weekly? I don't remember.
Weekly enus?
Yes, weekly enus.
No.
Yes. Weekly enus? Is that you?
Is that you?
They answer a phone like that. Yes.
This is Weekly. Weekly sounds like a real name.
It does.
Down, da down, 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 da down, down.
Weekly anus. All right, we can go for 10 more minutes, and then I have to go.
Really? Just that?
Yes.
Where do you have to go?
To dinner, to a restaurant. A restaurant. It just opened. It's a new idea. You have to eat with your hands cuffed.
You have to eat with your hands cuffed, and every 5 minutes, one of the barmen hits you in the head with a club.
It's just random obstacles that have nothing to do with the theme. Just makes it harder.
No, that isn't what I meant.
He puts your
the waiter.
Feet in the mousetrap. Just because it hurts.
The waiter is dressed up as a correctional officer. He comes around and hits you in the head with the billy club because you're a criminal.
Oh, wait, they can do that? You're just a criminal. You're hanging out.
Yeah, that you can do that to criminals.
Yeah, but if the criminals are not doing crime at the moment, that's
no
police brutality.
Criminal means committer of crime.
Yeah, they go to prison and they, if they're good in prison.
Well, they haven't gone out of prison, so they're still in prison and not good.
That's not how prison works. They don't say, oh, you're good now.
Ooh, no. Who came up with prison? Maybe they were wrong.
Maybe.
Who came up with prison? Let me guess. Hey, Sophia, I think you know that one.
What?
Who came up with prison?
I don't know. Black people? No. White no. people?
Not, no, a single person, not a group of people. He has a name, doesn't he? Christina, do you want to take a guess? Apparently not.
I don't think she's here.
Okay, Sophia, you take a guess.
I don't know.
See, his name was Joe.
Joe Prison?
Precisely.
Oh! You're right. I should have known. Look it up.
You should have.
Joe Prison. What, isn't it John Prison?
I think they were brothers, Joe and John.
Joe and John, the prison brothers.
I think John.
Hello, Christina.
Hello.
I think Joe.
Did you get raped?
Came up with the bars.
Not recently.
I think Joe just came up with the bars, and then John said, man, we can put some people behind those.
What's
what?
What's wrong? What's up?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Nothing.
You are very obviously not saying the truth.
That is true.
Okay. Well, are you upset?
A little bit.
About what?
It's stupid.
About what we said about you being like Faith? Or me saying you're not funny? Or both? Christina?
No, she muted.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you cry, Christina. I was screwing around.
No. Hey, so I've been struggling with pornography addiction. Wish me luck to escape this hell.
Yeah, I wish you luck. More than luck, I pray for you. It goes beyond just pornography. It's after you're done. It's neither? What's up?
It's, I'm not sure who said it, but like one of you said it was annoying. And that's like, you know, it's just when my mom always says.
Oh.
And then it said me a little bit. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
No, you don't need to be sorry.
It's no.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, it's fine. Anywho, what I was saying before, it's Jalen, after you're done with the thing in itself, you have to deal with the, it's not even just that, but you get a lot of it. Pornography accelerates it, but plenty of things, plenty of content you'll interact with in media are just going to give you a perspective that assumes the worst. It makes you think like, and it goes for the same. If you watch pornography and you have that in your head, then you see people in the street and you're going to start thinking those thoughts, which aren't good. But if you watch gore movies or what is it called? The wrecked threads on Beat.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to start looking at people like that. And that happens with everything. When you have negative thoughts, you look at, you know, everything you look at is looked at under that scope. So that's what you should, that's the actual, you know, that's the toughest part. You just reprogram your brain like that so you don't think of that stuff. It's not easy, but you can do it. You can manage it.
I should get the poom poom going because we got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
My new style is island vibes, man. Me relaxing on the beach in Jamaica right now. Me not in Fall River, Massachusetts. Me in Jamaica.
I'm so poor in fourth grade, it's pretty get hardwired boom, to me boom. Now, so I need a real debug.
Me
yeah.
Getting the boom boom.
Good luck on your SAT in study, Jamaica. So. Okay.
Me getting the boom boom in Jamaica.
Jalen, you can manage it. People have, I think people have gone through worse.
In Jamaica.
So you can do it.
Me getting the boom boom in Jamaica. Me in Jamaica right now, man. Me new style is island vibes, man. The shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice. The boom boom, nice. Me want the children.
Oh yeah, before the show ends, you know what has been happening that
what?
I think is funny? My poops have been much healthier.
Because you haven't been eating garbage?
Yeah, and I've been drinking, it's liquid yogurt. I don't know what name it has in English, but it makes you poop healthier.
Me probiotics or whatever.
Brother, yeah, something like that. So my poops have been doing better for themselves.
Blood. Blood. Me getting the boom boom.
Did you see Soap's latest video? It's literally about porn. I haven't watched any porn since I saw it. That's based in Red Pill. Glad it had that effect on me.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Me getting the boom boom.
There's nothing better than that. That's really see? Good.
Me getting the boom boom. Jamaica, right now, man. For Third World Radio, Ja Bless, signing off. And remember, me getting the boom boom in Jamaica. Bumba clock.
All right, poom poom over. It's 5:20. Once these chess rewards are distributed in this socialist utopia, I'm out.
Wow, you sound just like Jordan Peterson's daughter. What's your name?
Jordan Peterson Jr.?
Is your name Jordan Peterson Jr.?
Her name is Jordana Peterson.
Jordania.
Jordania. Georgia Peterson.
George.
George. Her name is George. Ms. George.
Her name is George. That was like a
Georgia
Shmoyoho remix you just did with your mouth.
Shmoyoho?
Shmoyoho.
Shmoyoho? Why does that sound familiar?
Because he's climbing in the windows.
Because I know you know.
Uh-huh.
Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Because you're somebody that watched Smosh when you were younger. And probably Epic Rap Battles of History, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, Epic Rap Battles of History. Yeah.
Smosh.
Yeah. And we are like that, aren't we?
So ultimately where the humor comes from, Smosh.
Ultimately, yes. I'm sorry to all of you who like George Carlin or Sam Hyde.
Smosh, it's Smosh.
We like Anthony Smosh, Ian Smosh, and Smosh Smosh. The whole team.
John Smosh. The founder of Smosh Company. Smosh.
The father of the two. It's like Team Fortress.
What?
Ah, why did I say that? I know Team Fortress lore.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I it's know like Team Fortress. Lore. You're the person you hate now, Victor.
Yeah, I'm so upset about that.
Petty stuff. It's no longer a thing.
All right. What did you say?
Petty stuff is no longer a thing. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right.
So shut up, go to dinner.
It's piss out time. It's piss out.
It's time to get arrested in a restaurant.
Trying to get arrested in a restaurant, beat over the head with a club while I eat my spaghetti.